to understand the real core of the message of salvation. And it's A, salvation is a two-way street. God wills the salvation of all. Scripture tells us that, but all will almost certainly not be saved. And if that's the case, then something thwarts God's will by his own will. And that would be our freedom, our authentic freedom, our ability to say no. If our first parents, who were created perfect, could reject him in the garden, then so too can we reject him even after the gift of grace has been given to us. We see Paul using similar analogies in places like Romans 11 about the vine and the branches, drawing on Jesus's own metaphor. He says, you were grafted on, but you can be pruned off if you don't bear fruit, right? And so we see we have to bear fruit. We have to abide. We have to remain. And so in this life, we are being saved. We are not yet fully saved, though you can still speak of someone as saved. And you will see even in scripture, this phraseology happen. I am saved. I'm being saved. I have the hope of being saved. We will be saved. All of these are used. And the only way you can square them all is if you understand that I am saved speaks of I'm currently in this relationship, but understands that that relationship can be lost at the end of the day.